Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Warm, dry, and breezy this afternoon. That means we have high fire danger. I'll show you what you can do to help keep the fire danger down.
First Lady Jill Biden will be landing here at RDU in a few hours. Coming up, why she's making a stop in the Triangle today.
And after a thrilling first game of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, we now know UNC's first round opponent. A look ahead to that matchup as opening night is now in the books. And 64 teams await to see who will be the champion. I still need to fill out my bracket. Good morning, everybody. It is 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us. A lot to tell you about. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Not too late. You can still, I mean, you have until tomorrow at noon when those games tip off.
I got to consult with this guy.
I don't know. I think he might have beat me last year. Dangerous. This is Gardner in the WRA Severe Weather Center. We do have some danger out there today with that wind and the dryness.
You know, it's going to be a lot of nice things about today. It's going to be warm. It'll be the warmest day of the next seven. We'll see lots of sunshine, but it is going to be breezy and dry. And this time of year, it tends to bring us high fire danger. Any fire that were to develop today could easily spread. So you're just encouraged to put off any outdoor burning for another day or two. It is going to be a pretty start this morning. Our skies are clear. This is a live look at downtown Durham. 41 degrees, which is definitely chilly, but most places are at least in the 40s and not the 30s. The big difference is our southwesterly wind. Our wind shifted overnight to southwesterly. It's going to bring in some warmer temperatures. Our winds are anywhere from light to around 5 or 6 miles per hour right now. We'll be gusting this morning up to 15, but gusting this afternoon, 20 to 25, maybe some isolated 30 mile per hour gusts. It'll become breezier later on. A couple of spots in the 30s. We've got 39 in Goldsboro, 38 in Clinton, 35 South Hill, 37 Roxboro, and looking at mid 40s for Rocky Mount, 42 right now in Southern Pines. Our skies are clear, so the top of the tower is lit in blue, and it'll be a pleasant day today. A little chilly to start with, but we do climb into the low 70s with lots of sunshine. It looks like we continue to have a good chance for rain for Friday and Saturday, but we'll drill down on the timeline coming up in just a few minutes. Brian?
601 right now, Elizabeth. We're still tracking a crash on the north side of Raleigh at the intersection of Leadmine and Millbrook. We are seeing some delays, especially on Leadmine Road approaching that intersection. No indication of any serious injuries or anything like that, but I'll watch those sensor readings and let you know how that's developing. No other problems showing up anywhere in Wake County and in Durham and Orange County. Traffic's flowing freely right now on major routes.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, an earlier crash that happened on 440 eastbound that has since cleared. We do want to tell you about it, though, because it's an officer-involved crash. It happened on 440 eastbound near Glenwood Avenue and Ridge Road. This is what happened. Two vehicles were involved in this. An off-duty Wake County deputy was parked in a construction zone on 440 with emergency lights on when a vehicle rear-ended that deputy's car. The deputy was transported to the hospital just as normal precautions, treated for minor injuries. The female driver, we are learning this morning, is in custody. Authorities say DWI is believed to be a factor in this.
Today, First Lady Jill Biden is paying a visit to the Triangle. She will visit RTP to talk about a new women's health initiative. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is at RDU this morning. Kelsey, this is part of a new push from the Biden administration into research.
Jeff, it is. The First Lady will be landing here in just a few hours. She'll be headed to the RTP area for a speech later today. This is a look at the last time the First Lady was here in the Triangle back in January. She was here for a campaign fundraising event in Raleigh. Today, she will speak about a White House initiative on women's health research. On Monday, President Biden signed an executive order. It's about improving women's health studies through better data collection and funding. The First Lady will also visit Arlington, Virginia today before her stop here in the Triangle. We will have a crew here at RDU standing by for the First Lady's arrival, and you can live stream her landing and her speech on WRAL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
The First Lady's visit comes ahead of a visit from President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris next week. We are 229 days away from the presidential election. WRAL conducted an exclusive news poll just after the primary, and 50% of likely voters said they would back Donald Trump, while 45% said they would support Biden. 5% of voters say they were undecided. You can find more results from our exclusive WRAL news poll on the NC Capitals section of WRAL.com.
Parents of Wake County Schools students can now expect to get information sent home about how to store guns safely. The school board approved the launch of a new public awareness initiative last night. Law enforcement officers from cities and towns across Wake County stood in solidarity to show support for the campaign. Parents say this is an important step toward preventing tragedies.
The more education that we can get out to our families, out in the community, about proper gun safety is so important.
Parents will get several information several times a year about how to properly store those weapons and the legal consequences they may face if they don't. That information will be shared through newsletters as well as in emails through special events.
One person is in the hospital after two cars crashed in Raleigh on Stony Moss Drive. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. This dark gray car and this red car were involved. You can see the red car nearly hit the apartment building. A person was taken to the hospital. We're told it's expected to be okay. An investigation into what caused these crashes is underway.
NC State's chancellor will take questions virtually from the university community about Poe Hall. He's hosting a webinar next week, 4 months after the building was shut down because of toxic chemicals found inside. The webinar is happening Monday, March 25th from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30. It will include the chancellor, a state epidemiologist, and a UNC Chapel Hill epidemiologist. Anyone who wants to send a question in needs to have a Unity ID. Those are the credentials for people at NC State. Poe Hall is expected to stay closed through at least the end of this year while the university works with agencies to figure out what people who spent time there could have been exposed to. More than 130 people who worked or studied at Poe Hall have told WRL's Five on Your Side they've been diagnosed with cancer. And now many of those people are no longer with the university, so they may not be able to submit their questions to the webinar.
Breaking news, the next Mega Millions jackpot will be nearly $1 billion. The lottery announced just 3 hours ago that no one matched all the numbers in last night's drawing. So the top prize for Friday's drawing is $977 million. The winning numbers were 24, 46, 49, 62, and 66. Maybe you got a smaller prize. The Mega Ball was 7. The Mega Plier was 2. The next drawing will be Friday night at 11 here on WREL. A huge Powerball jackpot is also up for grabs. Not as much as Mega Millions, but still pretty nice, $687 million. You can watch that drawing on WREL at 11.
It was the first four, and now the two winners are moving on in the NCAA men's basketball tournament after the opening games. This was the nightcap. Colorado State ran away from Virginia. The Cavaliers struggled from the floor all night, scoring just 14 points in the first half. Colorado State got the big win, 67-42, so the Rams will play Texas in the first round tomorrow. And we also know who UNC will play in their first round game tomorrow. The Seahawks from Wagner College moved on in the opening game of the tournament. They held off a late comeback from Howard University. In fact, look at this. Howard had three shots to try to tie the game in the final seconds. They missed all three. Wagner escaped with a 71-68 win, so they will play the top seed Tar Heels tomorrow in Charlotte.
NC State fans can now get their hands on some ACC championship gear. There was a little bit of a lag for stores to get their shipments, but nothing compared to the decades Wolfpack fans have waited for their team to win the title. 37 years, in fact.
Since 1987, just seen another one of these. Got to watch it with my son, who's a sophomore at NC State. Never seen it in his lifetime, so it was a very emotional win for us as a family. And for all the fans, Wolfpack Nation. So I'm sure we're going to be selling a lot of these T-shirts this week.
A win they will never forget. NC State, UNC will play their first round NCAA games tomorrow. Duke will play Friday. You can track the games with live updates, times, and TV information on the interactive bracket on WREL.com. Just search bracket.
And coming up, some employees are still missing their paychecks from St. Aug. Legal experts are weighing in. One attorney explains the possibility of a class action lawsuit if those employees are still kept waiting.
And a recent visit to the Boeing factory brought up some issues for the company. In an NBC exclusive, the head of the FAA explains what was missing in the plane making process.
Today's going to be a nice one with a high of 72 under mostly sunny skies. But tracking the weekend, we're getting a little better idea of when the rain may begin on Friday and end on Saturday.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And it's a nice morning out there. We're going to take a look at what's happening in terms of our school day forecast. At First Bell, looking at 40 degrees. At after school, 72. So it's going to be a nice mild day for it today. We'll take a look at that bus as it comes on through. Again, those temperatures likely to start off a little bit cool, but not as chilly as it was yesterday, where we had solid temperatures into the 30s. This afternoon is going to be so nice. I know everybody's going to want to head out to the park right after school. Our temperature is 72. As the buses come home. And if you're headed out to the playground today, maybe you've got little ones that are not in school yet. It's going to be nice. If you want to wait till it gets a little warmer, looking at lunchtime temperatures in the low 60s, sunshine all day. Brian?
It is just about 6:13 right now. We still have that crash reported up at the intersection of Millbrook Road at Lead Mine Road. I'm not seeing the delays are getting any worse on those sensors there, but we are still picking up some backups, especially on Lead Mine Road on that northbound side heading toward Millbrook. We'll watch that. I'll have another update for you coming up in a few minutes. Elsewhere around the triangle, our major routes are looking okay with no big delays showing up in Durham. Both directions of 885 are looking fine. And as we check those major approaches into Raleigh, just starting to pick up a little bit of a slowdown, a 2-minute delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest. Jeff.
Some people who work at St. Augustine's University say the school is still behind on getting them their paychecks. WRAL spoke with a legal expert who tells us those employees may be considering a class action lawsuit over the university's ongoing financial crisis. WRAL has reported extensively about St. Aug employees not being paid. Some say they are now seeing those paychecks, but others are still waiting. The North Carolina Wage and Hour Act requires employers to pay their employees on their regular payday. Katie Abernathy of the Noble Law Firm in the Triangle spoke with WRL about what employees can do if that doesn't happen.
Let's say you owe somebody $15,000 in unpaid wages. Liquidated damages would say they get that initial 15 and then they get another 15,000. I think a class action lawsuit is pretty readily foreseeable here.
Abernathy said paying employees on their regularly scheduled payday should be top priority for any employer.
A candidate backed by former President Donald Trump is the winner of Ohio's Republican Senate primary. Bernie Marino was the winner in a 3-candidate field in yesterday's vote. Trump endorsed him in December and headlined a rally for him last weekend. Marino will face Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in the November general election. The result of that race could help determine control of the Senate.
New this morning, the head of the FAA is speaking out about the issues currently plaguing Boeing. In an exclusive interview with NBC News, Michael Whitaker talks about what troubled him during a visit to the Boeing factory. And WRAL's Ken Smith joins us with what was so upsetting for Whitaker. Ken.
You know, Jeff, so many of the aircraft many of us fly on are manufactured by Boeing. Ever since this incident happened, when the door plug blew off a Boeing jet midair back in January, the company has been under a lot of scrutiny. In that exclusive interview, FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker tells NBC News anchor Lester Holt what troubled him was the misguided culture at Boeing when he toured that manufacturing facility.
We're going out on the floor of a manufacturing floor. You would expect a thorough safety briefing that wasn't part of the process. And then reviewing the floor expected a lot of conversation around quality assurance and safety. And again, that wasn't there. It was all about production. And there's nothing wrong with production, but it has to follow safety.
When Lester Holt asked Whitaker if he would shut down Boeing if he developed any concerns about the safety of the planes leaving that factory, Whitaker says, absolutely. For its part, Boeing says the company is taking significant action in strengthening safety and quality at the company. And coming up on today, right after this newscast, a closer look at Boeing and its efforts to keep you safe when you fly on a Boeing aircraft.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, the start of the Major League Baseball season is not being delayed despite a bomb threat against the LA Dodgers and their star Shohei Ohtani. That game is underway right now, but this is a look back when they were performing the national anthem there. The game is underway between the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres in South Korea. Police received an email on Wednesday morning from a person threatening to bomb the Sky Dome they're playing in and to also harm Ohtani and others during the game on the opening day game. Police say, though, they found no suspicious or dangerous activity. They did identify the person as someone with a history of false claims. That game is underway right now.
And the start of the baseball season, a sure sign of spring. Our temperatures will start to feel more like it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Now that we are officially in spring.
Yes, it feels chilly this morning, but man, this afternoon temperatures are going to be in the low 70s. It's going to be really nice. We have a live look at Goldsboro and Apex Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, Fayetteville there at our newsroom on Hay Street. Our skies are clear right now, and it's going to be nice and dry for today and tomorrow. But of course, we continue to track the system that is headed our way starting Friday. It'll be a coastal low, so it's going to move up the coast. That means the heavier rain will be closer to the coast. So the farther east you are, the closer we may get to maybe an inch and a half or 2 inches of rain. The rain is likely to start around lunchtime or into the middle of the afternoon on Friday and continue through much of Saturday. Now, we get the high resolution data for Saturday tomorrow. We have a part of Friday that I'll show you coming up in just a minute, but Saturdays will come in tomorrow, and so we'll have a better idea of when that rain may move on out. We have a flow this morning coming out of the southwest. That's warming things up into the low 70s this afternoon. But this dry front will swing through tonight. No rain with that, but it will bring some cooler air for tomorrow with highs about 10 degrees cooler in the low 60s. Let's check out futurecast for Friday. We'll see increasing clouds in the morning. By lunchtime, we start to see some light patchy rain moving in. There's noon, and it spreads across the area once we get to, say, the early to mid afternoon hours. And then, of course, we'll see the rain overnight becoming heavy, and it lingers into Saturday. So we'll pick it up at 6 o'clock here on Friday. You can see the scattered rain. Some of the heavier rain comes in early Saturday morning. You can see the yellow and orange colors there with that warm front moving through. And then it stays heavy up until around lunchtime or so. But it looks like we may have some wraparound moisture that lingers around the region up until around, say, 4, 5, 6 o'clock. And then gradually we clear out overnight. And right now, Sunday looks like it'll be nice and dry, but cool behind that front with our temperatures back into the 50s. How much rain? Obviously, it's going to be a little heavier in the east, closer to where the low is. So there we could see anywhere from an inch to an inch and a half, maybe some isolated 2 inch totals. And from the triangle area westward, looking at about an inch to an inch and a half. Our rain chances, 50% chance on Friday, and then pretty heavy for us Friday night into the first half of the day Saturday, with it gradually tapering off. A nice, warm, mild day today. It's going to be a great day to get outside. 72, a little bit breezy for us this afternoon. Cooler tomorrow at 61. We'll see upper 50s and low 60s over the weekend. And even though Sunday dries out and we'll see some sunshine, it'll be cool with a high of 58, Brian.
It is 619 right now, Elizabeth. We still have that crash up on the north side of Raleigh at the intersection of Lead Mine and Millbrook. Again, still seeing some delays out there. Reportedly, this is a crash that blocks some lanes at that intersection. Not seeing big backups. Wouldn't consider an alternate route, but just something you want to keep in mind there. Around the rest of the triangle, still looking fine on all of those major routes. Just a little bit of a slowdown starting to build on 64 westbound right around Highway 96 in Zebulon and in Durham right now. We're still looking fine on I-85 and I-40. A reminder, as you head out later this morning or anytime, you can listen to WRL News Plus on the radio or live newscasts on 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham, breaking news, weather, and of course, those traffic alerts.
Brian, thanks. Rescue crews spent the afternoon pulling a car from the water near the streets at South Point. We'll hear radio traffic describing what crews saw as they arrived at this pond coming up.
Also, a program to give high school students a college credit for free has come to an end now. Now that Wake school leaders can't depend on St. Aug, they're turning elsewhere, and we'll explain that.
Here's a look at your winning North Carolina Education Lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Okay, so we all know Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig. We're talking 007, obviously. And now we are getting a new name to add to James Bond history.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. It's not Brian.
No.
It could be.
Not yet. Reports from the UK say that Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been offered the role of the legendary secret agent. He is best known for his roles in Bullet Train and the upcoming Kraven the Hunter, and you're seeing part of that trailer at this very instant if you just look at your monitors at home. He would be the eighth actor to play James Bond.
Favorite, Brian? Do you go back to Roger Moore?
I'm a Roger Moore man through and through.
Yeah, Roger Moore, Sean Connery. But the longest serving is the latest one, Daniel Craig. 15 years.
Which is, you know, up there in my top three.
Yeah. I think the Roger Moore ones are so much fun. And not like the assault on the senses that many modern movies are today. But that'll be fun.
The recent ones with Daniel Craig, too, are really good. Skyfall, Casino Royale. Anyway.
This new fella.
Okay. There we'll see what he does.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Beyonce giving her fans an early look at the cover art for her upcoming country album. Cowboy Carter comes out March 29th, and in a post on Instagram, she teases many surprises on the album, including collaborations with other artists.
She also shared on that post that Cowboy Carter was born out of an experience she had years ago when she did not feel welcomed in the country genre. Well, now her single is number one on the country singles chart, the first black woman to hit that. She thanks her fans and supporters, says this album is 5 years in the making.
Might be
and
5 years
in
the
making. It's very Beyonce.
It's a great song.
It
and
really
it got
is.
The Dolly Parton seal of approval. So
exactly. Brian, thank you. This morning on Today, NASA's looking for its next crew for a manned mission into space and eventually the moon. NBC's Tom Costello gives us an inside look at the Orion space capsule that will one day take them there and examines how it differs from the lunar modular of the past.
The biggest difference between Orion and Apollo is, first of all, it's bigger. It's about a third bigger than Apollo. Four astronauts will sit in here instead of three. And Orion uses solar power rather than Apollo's battery power.
The application period for the newest group of NASA astronauts closes in 2 weeks. Do you have what it takes? Take a look at what they are looking for ahead at 7 on Today.
First Lady Jill Biden will be arriving here at RDU in just a few hours. Coming up, why she's making a stop in the Triangle today.
And it is going to be a breezy day today. This afternoon, winds will be gusting out of the southwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. That'll bring us high fire danger. I'll show you what you can do to reduce that danger.
And for the first time in months, the average gas price is higher than it was a year ago. Why you're paying more at the pump, and when we may see the prices start to come back down.